Today is Saturday, March 31st, 2018, and this...
Like Vegas?
Loathe, despise, and detest it.
Why do you stay here?
Well, I used to do a little gambling, but I haven't touched the stuff in months.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 641.
Las Vegas, the honor! Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're going to give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this evening?
I am very well. How are you?
I'm great. Happy to be here talking about Las Vegas stuff.
Have you had beverages? I've had beverages.
I think you know the answer to that. I am. It's Saturday night. We're having a good time. We were watching a little NCAA Final Four action.
Congratulations to Michigan.
Congratulations, Michigan, for beating Loyola. Rest in peace, Sister Jean. Immediately... became deceased at the game at game's end.
They were carting her off the floor last we saw. I hope she's okay.
Yep. It's big sporting events like that that make me want to be in Vegas because the energy when you're watching a game with a bunch of other people who have money on it is so much fun.
We saw that.
I love that.
It was the Villanova game where they won the whole thing, and it came down to the last shot, and we were at Longbart, and it was so much fun. Oh my God.
But we're not there.
We're not there.
Sigh. Oh, well. So, we are here, and we're going to talk about Las Vegas. We got a lot of really good phone calls in the show.
Some of you are there. A lot of you aren't there, so you can feel our pain.
It's true. All right. So, before we jump in, talk about some news, I want to thank a few people. As always, this podcast is listener-supported. Many fine folks supporting this podcast through Patreon at patreon.com/500. Thank you to our many Patreon patrons, including the following folks: Mike Winkler, Johnny Illion, Seth Harper, Brenda Mayrack, Chris Carroll, Todd Hardy, and Alicia Garrett. And closed circuit to
Alicia?
Brenda.
Alicia?
What did I say?
You said Alicia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's
Alicia.
Probably Alicia.
Closed circuit to Brenda Mayrack. I have been meaning to send you an email. We have a weird connection, a weird small world connection not related to Vegas or this podcast. I always get weirded out by when my worlds collide. And it has happened. So keep an eye out. I'll send you an email this week, Brenda, and properly say hello and tell you about the small world connection if you're unaware of it. All right. So if you're interested in supporting the podcast on an ongoing monthly basis, we give you some bonus content once in a while as our way of saying thank you. You can check out all the details at patreon.com/500. All right. We've got a bunch of news to talk about.
Do we?
We do.
Okay.
Let's start with the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino announcement. We discussed this a while ago that it looked like it was happening, and it is official that Virgin Hotels has purchased the Hard Rock. So there was a press conference yesterday with Richard Branson and some of the other people who are part of that hotel group who are going to be taking over the Hard Rock property. They didn't provide a ton of details on what's going to happen, but there's a little bit of information. I watched the streaming press conference. Somebody periscoped it or something, and I watched most of it. So we got some details from that. The good news is, for those of us who like themed casinos, and specifically the music theme at the Hard Rock, the music memorabilia that's on display at the Hard Rock is part of the deal.
Good.
And they said, you know, Virgin is a rock and roll band. Mm-hmm. Rock and roll band. Rock and roll brand.
Yeah.
And they they plan to keep the memorabilia.
Good.
So that is good. I'm pleased with this.
I approve of this.
Yeah, they said a lot
of them. Also, please keep the Prince quote that's over one of the doors.
You know, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. It sounds like they're going to do a pretty major renovation of the entire property. So how that memorabilia is displayed and what the casino looks like, it sounds like it's going to change. So I expect that some of that will change. But I'm happy that they're still going to have that as part of the property.
So when do you think they'll start changing stuff?
supposedly within the next couple months, and then it's going to take a while. They're saying by the end of 2019, the change will be pretty much complete.
Okay.
I would imagine they'll be renovating all the rooms and everything as part of this, because Virgin has a very specific kind of thing that they're going for with their hotels. And as a result of that, I would imagine the room renovations will match what they're doing at some of their other properties. I'm excited to see it. I would stay there again after the renovation is complete.
Oh, for sure. I enjoyed staying at the Virgin Hotel in Chicago.
Me too. And that's the only one right now, I believe, that's open. They have a bunch that they've bought that are under transition. But it was a great experience. I really liked it. It's not a cheap property, the one in Chicago, and I would imagine.
But it was worth, I felt like it was worth what we paid, because the location was great. The amenities were great.
I liked the whole feel of the place. The service was fantastic. I'm excited to have that in Las Vegas, even though it's not right on the strip. And
what was the refrigerator? It was something kind of dirty.
I don't remember. They have really cool kind of retro, it's like retro modern combo kind of.
Do you think they'll keep the sex kit?
That's what you remember from our stay at the Hard Rock, that they had a sex kit available?
And possibly spending some time in the bathroom after having a bacon martini.
They have that in a lot of different mini bars. Mm-hmm. It's not unique to the Hard Rock.
Okay.
So
would that fit with the Virgin brand?
I think it would.
Okay.
I think it would. In addition to the music memorabilia, they said they're going to keep the Joint as is, including the name. They think that fits in really well, and it's a reputable venue, so I'm glad to see that. So they're not completely wiping out everything and starting over.
Because they just renovated that fairly recently,
a few years ago.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a good place to see a show. They did say there's going to be about 7 new restaurants as part of this, and a new nightclub.
What about the Lucky 7 special?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Or Mr. Lucky's $7 special, I should say.
They haven't been specific as far as which restaurants will stay, which will go.
Because Las Vegas Advisor is going to lose their shit when that goes away.
It's right up there with...
Because that's been on their top 10 forever. Decades.
Yeah. Well, what I would say is that anytime there's an ownership change in a property like this, if there's something you love, you should check it out, because
it might not be there when you go back the next time.
Especially since we know that a lot of restaurants are going to change, I would recommend if there's something you really like there, do it as soon as you can.
Yep.
Because it might not be around long. They're also planning on expanding the pool area. They've got additional land that they can...
Can I?
Let's have a 500 throwback.
Rehab!
Haven't heard that in a long time. Whether or not rehab sticks around, I don't know. Or some, I would imagine some version of it will. Mm-hmm. But that's probably the longest running day club pool party in Las Vegas, I would
imagine.
Will
it be more sanitary under the Virgin ownership?
No, it's going to be the same old party. They're going to have to close down the next day to skim all the stuff off the top. It's going to be grotesque. But
various liquids.
The other thing that came out in the press conference is the, and this is no surprise, they're changing the name, they're changing the concept. The huge guitar marquee is going to go away. Wouldn't make sense to keep that. It's Hard Rock. Oh, wow. You are hammered.
I am. Oh, shit. I'm okay with this as long as they keep the memorabilia.
They said that the guitar might be replaced by a giant V with the Virgin V. So that's what's going on over at the Hard Rock. You know, we'll see how long we know it's going to take a while, but we'll see when this starts, and I'm sure we'll have updates as things are announced. I really look forward to seeing what they do with the place. I was a little leery of this, even though I like the Virgin brand, just because I thought, you know, it's one of the few fully branded, themed, you know, casinos, and I like the whole music thing. So given that that's sticking around, I'm, like, on board 100%. Let's see what they do.
Yep.
That's it. It's, like I said, it's probably, I would imagine their room rates will jump up because they're going to have a premium hotel, room renovation, and it's going to be pretty great. But we'll see where it fits in as far as pricing. Hooray! Okay, speaking of the Hard Rock, they have been working on a new venue there for their upcoming show based on the TV show The Voice. That is taking a little longer than expected. So originally, they were supposed to begin previews in June. According to the Review Journal, that has now been pushed back to September 17th.
Would you actually go see...
No.
No. You just want to see the theater.
I want to see the venue because it looks really cool. Yeah. But no, I have no interest in seeing the show. I'd be bored silly because I don't know who any of the people are.
Okay.
So probably not going to happen. All right. So let's jump back to last week's show real quick. I wanted to provide a little bit of additional information on something we talked about last week, which is the 18 Fremont Project, the Las Vegas Club spot that's going to be a new hotel, resort, casino, etc. After the show, I was looking at additional information regarding what is planned. As I mentioned last week, things are very sketchy right now because there have just been some initial plans filed with the city and not much has been made public yet. But I found one additional permit request that I did not see before we recorded the show, and that is for a nightclub.
The club.
People are going to flip out about that because, you know, Las Vegas downtown is not a nightclubby place compared to the Strip. Now, what that exactly means...
Remember Gold Diggers.
That's the thing, which is, what is that called now?
I don't even know.
I can't remember. They recently changed their name and redesigned it and stuff, and I have no idea what it's called, but that's considered a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown Grand also has been planning to do something. Remember, there's a parking lot that they're going to turn into, like, meeting space and a nightclub and some other stuff, an outdoor venue of some sort.
I have conveniently killed that brain cell that held that information.
It's like behind the block that Pizza Rock is located on.
Oh, right, so, right, right.
So there could be some sort of additional nightlife. It can take many different forms. I hope that it's not like a Las Vegas Strip type nightclub, because I don't think that fits downtown.
I don't think that fits downtown either.
But we will see. There will be some sort of nightclub venue. The other thing, too, when we were discussing the height of the hotel,
mm-hmm.
I'd mentioned that...
What about the girth of the hotel?
We don't know what the girth is. The height of the hotel, 459 feet, I was comparing it to some of the other hotels, and one of them that I threw out as a comparison, based on information I found on multiple websites, was the D, which... Mm-hmm. According to the internet, is 400 feet high.
However,
I've been told by sources that would know much better than the internet that it's actually closer than to 330 feet.
Ooh.
So the new hotel will be significantly higher than the other downtown hotels that we currently have.
Cool.
So there you go. Okay, moving along to other things. Let's get to this.
This week.
Rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
In outrage.
This is bullshit!
Hey, what are we pissed off about this week? Guess what it is? It's parking. Hey kids, paid parking isn't just for hotels and casinos anymore. The big news this week that had everyone all a tizzy is that the North Premium Outlet Malls, the downtown Las Vegas Outlet Malls...
Let's all admit it, it's the best one.
How would... That's fine. I've never been to any of them.
The South one's okay, but the North one is where it's at.
And how many times have you been there? Once.
Twice.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've been to the South one once, the North one twice.
Okay. Well, they're going to begin...
Not in many years.
They're going to begin charging $5 per day for
parking.
Fuck
you!
Wow, you are properly representing the outrage of...
Even though I'd take an Uber or Lyft... This is ridiculous.
Well, you know, you're paying for that, so it's the same thing. But it does not apply to people who live in the state and can produce a Nevada driver's license, for now, at least. So, why are they doing this? Well, let's go directly to the quote from the people who run the North Premium Outlets. This new parking program falls in line with what many other local businesses have already done. And by other local businesses, they mean the casinos on the Strip. Plus, the change will help ease congestion and decrease the time visitors wait for a parking spot, mm-hmm. thus giving them more time to shop.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Delivering a premium customer experience remains our top priority.
Wasn't there something about customers demanded this?
There may have been.
I swear there was something about that.
This new parking program will allow for better control and management of our parking environment for our shoppers. They're really excited to be able to offer you this premium customer experience by charging you $5 to park. Now, of course, anytime there's something like this, there's a little bit of debate, and some folks are saying, you know what, in any other major city, if you're in the downtown area, you're going to pay to park, and this shouldn't be any different. I don't know. I have not had experience with the Las Vegas North Premium Outlets. I would be very surprised to learn that their parking is constantly full and that people are having a difficult time with it, but... What the fuck do I know? I don't give a shit about shopping.
I swear they said something about customers are demanding it. I swear they did.
That was Caesar's.
But I...
Regardless, you were pretty fired up about the $5, even though you never go there.
Even though I never go there. I'd rather go to Frankie's Tiki Room than the Outlet Mall. Well, I have my priorities, motherfuckers.
Yeah, you do. All right. So if you plan to go to the outlet malls, plan to pay $5 for parking if you're driving on your own.
Mm-hmm.
That is, that has taken effect already. So, or get a fake Nevada driver's license. I don't know what the logistics of that would be, but I'm sure you could do it if you really wanted to. I'm not encouraging any illegal activity.
No.
Unless you can get away with it. All right. Hey, remember at Harmon Corner, the mall next to Planet Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
when they opened that pour-your-own-beer bar kiosk?
Sure.
Of course you don't. Because you never went there. We did. I believe we walked past it during our last trip. But it has closed. Less than 8 months, it was open, according to Eater. When we walked past that,
wink.
There was nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a. Who wants to drink in the middle of a mall? I mean, if it was us,
you would want to drink in the middle of a mall.
Well, this isn't even. This is not. It's barely a mall.
Because
it's a Walgreens and a Taco Bell and a McDonald's. But
that is not a mall.
It's a walk. The space that the bar kiosk thing was in is right mm-hmm. in the middle of, like, if you're walking from the overpass and you're going to Planet Hollywood or something, mm-hmm. you might walk through there, but I can't imagine anybody wanting. There's no environment, there's no, it's
maybe
a weird,
maybe you're downing some beers to get your courage up for rock climbing at Twin Peaks.
But why wouldn't
you
just drink at Twin Peaks then?
Yeah,
it was a bad location. This concept might work elsewhere. You know, they did some of this at Tag Bar at the Link.
Yeah.
I don't know that they still have those pour your own tables. I think they had problems with them, but now with, I think they had problems with keeping them operational more than anything.
Oh.
But I don't, last, I could have sworn they took those out. But anyway, the whole pour your own beer concept, I don't know. I don't know that it's that exciting for people to.
I do remember the one time we've been to Tag Bar a few times, but there was a time where a guy was like, I am hoarding the Belgian table.
That's the one to hoard.
It is.
So that's it. If you had dreams of pouring your own beer at Hop, which you didn't because you forgot that it existed, then
it is no more.
It's no more. Other things that are soon to be no more, like tomorrow, include the non-tiger-based magic show from traditionally tiger-based magician Dirk Arthur. You may recall that gentleman who has typically had large cats as part of his show.
Mm-hmm.
Opened a show recently at Westgate.
He might have had said large cats in very small cages outside Tropicana. Not that I remember.
No, that was Rick Thomas.
That was Rick Thomas. God damn it. Why do I confuse Rick Thomas and Dirk Arthur? Dirk Arthur was the Jubilee guy, right?
He was when we saw Jubilee.
Okay. Rick Thomas's Trop. Dirk Arthur was Jubilee.
Dirk Arthur's Wild Magic opened at Westgate several months ago. It has closed, according to the Review Journal.
Wild Magic.
It was originally supposed to include animals, and then they mm-hmm. realized the theater was too small for that, and he decided to whip up a non-tiger-based magic show.
Nope.
It didn't pan
out. Nope. Dirk Arthur needs his tigers.
Exactly. So
I just hope they're well taken care of.
I'm sure they are.
Unlike Rick Thomas, motherfucker.
We don't know that his animals weren't well taken care of.
Yeah, we do. We saw evidence of it every time we walked past Tropicana.
I don't know. They didn't. I mean, it wasn't the greatest environment for them, but they didn't seem like they were unhappy.
It was a tiny-ass cage.
Okay. I don't know. That was like 20 years ago.
Unless it was like a really old tiger that just wanted to sleep all the time.
Could have been. I mean, the equivalent of me as a tiger. Like, I wouldn't need that much space. Just put me...
just put you on a couch.
And just a couch on display. Throw me some Cheetos occasionally. I don't need much more. Okay.
We've been napping a lot this weekend.
One other entertainment note, and that is regarding Tom Green. You might recall that the comedian had a show at Bally's.
This is the Tom Green show. This is the Green Tom show.
Wow. You are very...
exuberant.
You are full of song tonight.
Daddy, do you want some sausage?
Tom Green is no longer at Bally's. He has moved to Harrah's, a new show opening on May 6th. He's going to be doing Sundays and Mondays. Are you okay?
No.
We've had hiccups. We've had choking.
I'm having some lung issues this evening.
I guess. You're a mess.
I am. Even more so than usual.
John Caparulo is performing in the same space, the showroom at Harrah's, on Thursdays through Saturdays. So they're going for a whole comedy thing in their 10 p.m. slot. It's not a long-term stint. They've said they're planning on changing headliners a few times a year. So if you're a Tom Green fan and didn't get to catch him at Bally's, you can do so at Harrah's. Like I said, 10 p.m. show in the Harris Showroom. Tickets are $37 and up, plus Ticketmaster fees. They are available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right.
Why am I promoting Ticketmaster? I hate them. All right. Although, you know what? As much as I hate Ticketmaster,
they're a necessary evil.
I've had a better track record typically buying tickets through them than I have through some of the other ticket brokers.
Hmm.
Like AXS, I'm not a fan of their whole process.
So
Ticketmaster is evil and the whole fee thing sucks, but...
You've had better luck.
I've managed to get some pretty good seats through Ticketmaster,
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got a ton of phone calls this week. I'm very happy with the phone calls that we've
had.
I'd like to listen to them now and then comment on them and talk about the things that people talk about.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk about it after the call.
Hello, lovely Michelle.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Tim.
Hello.
I'm sure you're fine.
I'm great.
This is Julio from Reno, originally from one of those shitty soccer-loving countries.
Oh.
Now, let me just... he's referring to something I said a long time ago. And let me just remind you, so that I don't get
hate mail.
Well, I don't.
You already get hate
already
mail.
Get hate mail, but the statement that I made, I merely acknowledge that there are shitty countries. I did not specify what those shitty countries are. So if anyone says that they're from a shitty country, that's on them. That tells me that you feel that the country you are from is shitty. I never named any specific countries.
Really?
Yeah, I did not. I did not say. These specific countries, I just said there are some shitty countries. So if you feel that I was talking about your country, again,
that's a reflection of you.
I'm sorry that you hate the place that you're from and then you don't think highly of it, but I never said that about your country. I'm sure it's a fine place.
Huh.
But then again, he's in Reno now, so couldn't have loved it that much. Okay.
People don't forget, Tim. Anyways, I haven't gone to Vegas in years for pleasure. I've gone 2 times for an emergency, and the last one was a couple weeks ago. I was literally there for about 8 hours. I ended up staying in the Motel 6 on Tropicana behind MGM. And if you're just doing something like needing an emergency, or if you're just going to wing it and go for cheap, it was not bad. You could hear airport noise, planes taking off and coming back. But it was clean. The weird thing was the bathroom door wasn't really at the one door with the hinge. You had to use both hands to close it at the same time. Otherwise, one would stay open, half of it. The shower was in the corner, which isn't all that interesting, but what is interesting is it was a curtain, and the shower head is on the ceiling pointed towards the corner, which is great if you're tall. I'm not terribly tall, but it kept spilling onto the floor no matter how I turned it. And they had a convenience store right there on pretty much in the same parking lot as the motel. Like I said, it was an emergency, but I do have a planned trip for April, so I'll do another trip report when I do that. Only good thing about this trip was that I went to Taco Del Gordo, which were amazing. Right, thanks for the podcast, and keep it up. Love you guys. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the review. We do appreciate it.
I'm glad you at least got to go to Tacos El Gordo.
I know. If you're going to stay at the Motel 6, you should reward yourself with some good tacos.
Agreed.
Yeah. So now with that call, I'm pretty sure that's the first review of the Motel 6 that we've ever had. We're like one Chili's review and an extensive explanation between the difference of like upright and bar top video poker machines away from being Vegas chatter.
Ouch. Now Julio is not going to call again on his next trip, damn it.
Well, I'd love to have a review from him if he stays somewhere that's like, you know, not a Motel 6. But he was, you know, he was there for 8 hours. He didn't even really probably need a room for 8 hours.
That's maybe why he did. He said hi to me, not to you.
I know, I'm a dick. All right. Thanks for the call, Julio.
I hope you have a much better and relaxing time on your next trip.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere that's not a Motel 6 with a weird shower. All right.
You being a tall person, you can relate.
I know. Yeah. I know. Well, I'm going to start staying at the Motel 6. I just wanted to get a shot in at Vegas Chatter.
I know you did.
All right. And next week, I expect I have a full review of the Chili's at Hawaiian Marketplace. Don't they have a Chili's there or an Applebee's or something?
I don't know.
All right. Moving along. I'm not saying... okay. Never mind.
Yes, you are saying.
Hey, Kevin Michelle. It's Rue from Denton, Texas.
Rue!
The number two out in the lovely city of Las Vegas. Last night, we hung out at the Golden Nugget. Still can't say enough about that little grill next to the sports book there. Quality food, huge portions. We did learn that you can't eat any of that stuff at the video poker bar there, which, of course, you know, I don't know why you would want to anyway, but just in case you're super degenerate and need to eat your onion rings and, you know, push the buttons at the same time, that is...
Good, I don't want your onion ring grease all over my video poker machine.
Question, is El Cortez still delivering food?
I think they do. I think they still have the gambling gourmet or whatever they call it. Where you can press your alert button and they will bring you a menu and you can have food delivered directly to your machine.
If you want to eat and play at the same time, El Cortez, that's where you go.
It is sad. It is sad to see when someone has a little cart next to their machine. It's like, really, you couldn't take a 20-minute break to grab something?
And it just seems a little bit unsanitary. I mean...
I know. I hope they bring them some wet naps to at least wash up with before they start eating after
playing with
those
the buttons. Yeah.
Not allowed at the Golden Nugget. From there, made it back over to the View Bar, had several cocktails there. I found out that after four tall glasses of Maker's Mark,
yes,
I feel exceptionally lucky.
Uh-huh.
The reality of it is that the luck is really all internal and did not seem to create much external luck for me. Wendell and I did get a little crazy and started playing at the $10 level on the top dollar, and we did hit $400, so that was at least something. Pushed that money over to a little bit of blackjack playing, and actually did fairly well last night. It wasn't a big win, wasn't a big lose. Thing is, I'm still staying at the El Cortez. This has kind of been my go-to. Just buyer beware on this place is that when I came in to check in, the check-in process went pretty quickly. They put me in what was supposed to be their vintage king suite. Ended up being just a regular vintage king. Had I not known what the difference in the rooms looked like, I would have overpaid for a vintage king rum. When I brought it to their attention, they of course apologized and swapped me the correct rum. But again, just buyer beware. Today, gonna finally do some gambling at the El Cortez and drink a whole shit pile of drinks. I love you guys, and I'll talk with you soon. Bye.
Thank
you,
sir.
Too, Rue.
Thanks for the call. Yes. So,
see, and if Rue is hungry, then he's staying at El Cortez, and then he can order his food machine side.
There you go. Casino managers need to pay attention to that call.
Uh-huh.
That is why you don't dick around with comp drinks on the casino floor. You got a guy like Rue, who's pounding drinks for hour upon hour, suddenly feels, because of said beverage consumption,
feels
very
lucky
and decides to start playing higher limits.
Mm-hmm.
You as casino...
$10 top dollar. That's not messing around, man.
I don't
know how drunk I'd have to be to do that, because I'm a cheap-ass motherfucker.
Casino, so, the fact that they're dicking around with all these drink tickets and stuff, it's short-sighted. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose those feelings of luck that our friend Rue has, and you're going to lose money in the long run. So knock it off with your nonsense.
A friend of mine, who I made at the gym, who likes to stay downtown, is concerned that the strip practice of limiting drinks is going to spread to downtown.
Well, it already has started. I mean, they have the drink tickets at Golden Nugget. There have been reports of the thing at Downtown Grand where they...
Oh, yeah. We had a caller who was like, fuck DJ. This noise.
Yeah,
yes.
Now, there was a discussion about that came up this week on the Facebook group, wondering if they're continuing that practice. And so far, there hasn't been a lot of response. So I don't know if that means people aren't gambling there, which they never really have anyway. But
Downtown Grand. Or, gambling at Downtown Grand? What?
Or if they're not enforcing it or what. But, yeah.
They shouldn't. You need to pay people to get drunk and gamble at Downtown Grand.
It seems so. I mean,
it's or not pay people, but you need to give them free drinks to encourage them to stay there and spend their money.
Oh.
I'm just stating facts.
You're ranty McRanterson after having a few drinks tonight.
I'm not ranty. You're fired
up. Yeah, you are.
Am I?
You're fired up, honey.
I'm not you.
You're being like me this week. You're being all...
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of funny to listen to.
Oh, that's good. Well, I hope it's entertaining.
It? Well, it is for somebody.
For you?
All right. Sometimes. All right. Next up.
Liberal drinks downtown. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. It hasn't been a problem for us. Let's just say that.
All right.
So hopefully, you know, it won't be. Okay, so this next, I'm playing a couple calls here, back to back, and one of them, just so that these gentlemen know, that the reason I cut off their first call is because the second part of their first call, there were some loud, piercing noises that came through on their phone,
and
I didn't want
to. You heard them, but you didn't want to pass that on to the rest of the world.
I had to pull my headphones off. It's not their fault. It was a phone issue, but I didn't want to put it out on the show because it would cause many people ear trauma, and I didn't want to do that. But anyway, I want to use the beginning of the call because they've got some good stuff to talk about, and I like what they have to say. So without further introduction, now that I've already given them a four-minute introduction.
Is it going
to
give me something to rant about?
I don't think so.
Good.
Is it good?
I don't know. Are you entertained?
I'm always entertained.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Michelle. It's Alan and Bob.
Hey, Alan and Bob.
From Akron, Ohio.
Hello.
Of course, we're in Vegas. We're on day 7 of our 8-day trip, and we realize this is really our sweet spot for us. It is so laid back, so comfortable. We get lots of sleep and all that. But anyways, want to tell you about how things are going. First off, we did the High Roller Happy Hour, I guess about 5 days ago now, and not our personal best, but in that time going around, I managed 9 cocktails. Bob managed 8 cocktails.
Nice.
And Bob's grabbing the phone from me. And we went to see Wow at Rio, and we really enjoyed the show. It featured Sylvia. That's right, Michelle. Sylvia from America's Got Talent doing an archery thing, which was very, very cool. And we also had cam tickets for J-Lo. And I have to say that I was overserved at the Diamond Lounge earlier, and I fell asleep during the show. And I don't know if that can be done during a J-Lo show.
Amazing.
But at the beginning of Jenny from the Block, Bob was nudging me like, wake up.
Wake
this
up,
is your
Jenny
song. So I woke up and I stayed awake.
For the naps.
I stayed awake for the rest of the show. Leslie Jones was in the audience by us, so that was our celebrity sighting.
I saw this on Twitter. She posted it on Twitter. She was hanging with J-Lo.
Oh, wow.
I love her.
Okay.
Less dog for life, baby.
Less dog?
Yes, that's our Twitter handle.
You're on a nickname basis with her?
No, that's our Twitter handle. Oh, okay. We're not, like, we don't know each other or anything, but I love her.
You're yelly.
Shit.
All right. Continuing on with the trip report of Alan and Bob. I like their tag team
and
tactics
it's dog
on this
with
call.
3 G's.
Okay.
We've done all the spas with our Diamond and 7-star cards from Caesar's properties, and the top two are Bally's, surprisingly, and then Caesar's Palace. Swanky and Skanky also, but
all right.
We're not telling you about that. Hey, it's Bob and Al calling back. So one more thing, just want to say thank you to both of you for all you do. We've learned a lot through the years, and because of you two, we always find something new to do each time we come to Las Vegas. And one more thing, Bob wants to do an encore for his world's worst Britney Spears impersonation.
Love
Here's
this.
Bob. Oh, baby. You. Let me try again. Oh, baby, you entertain us when we're not here.
and you guide everything we do when we are here. We love you guys. love you guys. Keep it up. Bye.
All right. That is truly the worst Britney Spears impression ever.
But that call was awesome.
Yes, we do appreciate it. Thank you for the reviews. We're going to hear more from them a little bit later in the show.
Yay.
No Britney Spears in the second call, unfortunately.
Hey, remember that time you fell asleep during O?
I do quite well. It's one of the best naps I've ever had. I don't think I could sleep during a J-Lo show. I think I'd be up awake during that. So that takes special powers to sleep during a J-Lo show.
Mm-hmm.
During any sort of like concert-y kind of thing. I don't know. I'm trying to think, what kind of concert would I sleep through? What would be... I don't know.
Pitbull, you'd be too enraged to sleep.
I wouldn't sleep. It's high energy, though. I wouldn't sleep during it. Yeah. It would have to be like a... Well, Norah Jones, her music would just conk me out.
It's very relaxing,
yeah.
Shall we say. Okay.
Yes?
Okay.
Yes?
I was listening to Sirius XM, and they were giving away a trip to Vegas to see J-Lo.
Okay.
And the prize package included, I believe it was like a standard room at Planet Hollywood. Ooh,
sure.
You get to stay in the renovated room. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Great.
It's free, though. What do you? It's a contest.
But, okay, listen to this. If you get it free, that's great. Free trip to Vegas, free J-Lo tickets, which are worth a lot.
Yeah.
But then they're like, you get $200 at the fashion show, or not the fashion show, the Miracle Mile shops.
Okay.
And then you get a free dinner at Cafe Hollywood.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing, but they make it sound like you're getting free fucking dinner at Gordon Ramsay. Like, they make it sound like it's their best restaurant on the property when it's good.
Picky.
Don't have any problems with it, but...
You win a contest and you're starting to pick apart the prize package?
Yeah.
That's pretty weak.
So? I mean, yeah, I will take a free trip to Vegas. Don't get me wrong.
And you'd eat
but
the
like...
meal and you'd go to the show and you'd enjoy every part of it. So I don't see what the problem is.
But they're trying to make it out to be more than it is. Like, if you know what Cafe Hollywood is...
But it's not shitty.
It's good. It's a coffee shop, though. It's not like...
I'd have to hear the promo. Like, are they...
I felt like the promo was overhyping it.
Okay.
That's what I am saying.
Okay. I don't know.
Like, you're going to go first class and you're going to be...
I feel like you're not grateful for the prize you have not yet won.
I'm not.
Have you even entered to win?
No.
Oh, okay, well.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Do you want to see if you can sleep through J-Lo?
No, I have no interest in sleeping through J-Lo.
I'd go see J-Lo if the tickets were free.
I would, too. I've heard it's a good show.
Yeah. Even though she's dating the enemy.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
All right, next up.
It's Michelle. It's Danny from Houston.
Hey, buddy.
I was calling not because I've gone to Vegas, but because my friend Rachel went to Vegas. And we actually don't call her that. We call her this bitch because, you know, who goes to Vegas and sits down like an hour later and plays multi-strike and hits an $8,000 royal and a quarter machine?
What?
This bitch. That's who does. You know, who goes to Vegas without her best friend and then sends him all the pictures of all her winnings? I don't know. I'm going to guess this bitch. So I just wanted to clarify that she was supposed to call, too, because who's also the person that asked her best friend for the 500 number because she's that loyal of a fan, she doesn't have it saved in her phone? This bitch. There you go, thanks. I'm sure that'll end up getting me in the ass somehow. Okay, bye.
I feel like there's been a lot of...
Bless you, this bitch.
I feel like there's been a lot of... Well, we've had two...
Multi-strike actually pays off occasionally.
I know. She posted that on the Facebook group. This trend of people trying to get us to...
call them bitches?
Use this podcast to call their friends bitches is just out of control. I can't be a party to such things anymore. All right. People always giving each other shit. It's so much fun. I'm on Team Rachel with this one. Congratulations, Rachel.
Yeah.
No offense, Danny, but...
Take the multi-strike and run, because it has screwed so many of us.
Oh, it's the biggest money sponge I've ever played, but I'm happy
to
see...
you still do it.
I haven't played that in a long time, but it was wonderful. It warmed my heart to see that somebody actually hit a royal flush on the top line of multi-strike video poker. Okay, continuing on.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, this is Jeff from the Boston-ish area.
Hello.
I went last weekend to Las Vegas. We stayed at the Monte Carlo in a park preview room. Just wanted to give a little bit of feedback there. While it's certainly definitely an improvement over what they had before, I'm not sure what exactly they're going for, in terms of trying to match the prices at Aria or Bellagio or one of those things. The quality of, you know, the room itself, you know, while it's clean and nice, you know, not that great. You know, they have, I don't know whose idea it was to, in 2018, to have brass light fixtures in the room, but it looks like, you know, almost like they kept some of the fixtures and maybe a little bit of the furniture around from the Monte Carlo days and tried to incorporate some of that into the remodel. The casino itself, much cleaner, much brighter. The new center bar is pretty nice, a little bit expensive, but that's pretty typical. We also went to both the Bavette's and Primrose for meals. Bavette's was, you know, your typical average overpriced steakhouse, but still very good. Primrose, we had a breakfast there. I'd probably equate it to something like Mon Ami Gabby or you know, something along those lines. Again, it was just a breakfast that we had there. Also, in regards to your point about the monorail and the crazy stops, I think the best one is the stop at MGM Grand. They say it's also for Mandalay Bay. Yeah, that's just a little bit far away. Yeah. Talk to you later. Love what you're doing. Bye.
Thank you very much. Just getting through MGM to get to the strip from the monorail is like a 7-mile hike.
Right. And then you have to go over to Excalibur to get the tram.
Yeah, that's...
No.
That's a little much.
No.
But they're going to extend it to... They're going to extend the monorail to Mandalay Bay, so...
Mm-hmm. So then you can just stay on and not have to make that hike.
They'll have to move the little sticker that says Mandalay Bay from the MGM stop to its own stop, and then all will be solved.
Hmm. Will they? Do they have the money for that?
They're working on it. It's going to happen.
Will that be part of the PGP?
No, they don't own the monorail.
Oh, okay.
No. The monorail is a separate thing.
Okay.
It's going to happen, though, because of the football stadium.
Right.
So, all righty. Thank you for that call. We appreciate the review. It's interesting to hear people's impressions of Park MGM's offerings during, even though it's not officially Park yet. They have begun...
I want to try Bavette, but I want to try it for like a drinks at the bar sort of thing and not a full meal.
They've begun changing some of the signage. There have been a couple pictures. Someone on the Facebook group posted a picture taken from the Mandarin Bar of the roof of Monte Carlo, and the letters for Park MGM are arranged on the roof. It looks like a big Scrabble game or something.
All right.
So, yeah, the signs are being changed out, and it's still going to be through the end of the year before they have the transition completed. But, you know, some of the stuff, some of the rooms are done, as we heard. Some of the restaurants are starting to open. So we're starting to get reviews, and it's interesting to hear.
Remember their sad little Christmas tree?
Yes, it was one of the weirdest Christmas displays I've ever seen.
I was somewhere, and I saw a St. Patrick's Day tree. Do you think they changed their Christmas tree to a
St. Patrick's Day tree?
Yes.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but it was there.
This troubles me for some reason. That's
Maybe
not a
they
tree.
Do an Easter tree. Maybe it's like a tree for all seasons.
Was this in a store?
I can't remember where it was, but I definitely remember seeing a St. Patrick's Day tree somewhere.
I guarantee you whoever...
Being like, what?
Whoever is responsible for that was at some point a grade school teacher. They can't see a blank surface without making it into a holiday display of some sort.
Bulletin board?
Yes. No disrespect to
you
teachers.
You got to decorate the bulletin board,
They do
board,
wonderful
man.
Work. But remember when we lived in the apartment building with nuns?
Yes.
And nuns, I think they were former teachers.
Uh-huh.
There was like an empty space at the end of the hallway, and they would make it seasonal.
Yes, they would.
It's a teacher thing. They can't help themselves.
They can't let go.
Yep. I understand.
They still have those supplies, too.
All right, moving along.
Because those supplies are expensive.
Tim and Michelle, hello.
Hello.
This is Ray from Los Angeles.
Hello, Ray.
And, you know, Tim, I really feel you. I went to Vegas over the holiday break back in January, and I lost a lot. Everything I was playing.
It hurts.
Just lost. I went back home like down 1,000. Well, I have to tell you, I don't know if it's like listening to the program karma, but I got the itch again, and it's great living in L.A. because you can just drive down on the weekend. And I have to tell you, everything was the opposite on this trip. I was winning everything on the slot machine, my main game.
Awesome.
And so just be encouraged. I think when you go back, you may have a reversal of fortune.
I'm going to try.
Really?
I think I made up basically what I lost over the holiday break. Anyway, a couple highlights or lowlights from my trip. The buffet at Luxor is terrible. I advise you guys never to go. And for you buffet veterans out there, go to a buffet when they first open up. That's the best time. Their buffet was terrible. Visited SLS, and that place is still a dump. It's too small. That's the thing. It's just too small. No atmosphere. Unsafe parking structure. Got stuck in the elevator. They need to bulldoze that place. However, the highlight of my visit, Fremont Street, I played the Fortune Cup at the D, which is next to the Sigma Derby. Really interesting. Like the updated game, if you really know how to play the ponies and odds and all that, that game is for you. Had a lot of buzz there. And also inside Fremont itself, where the people are, the biggest crowd, other than the people playing on the stage, believe it or not, was the Michael Jackson dancer. That guy, I don't know if he's there often, but he had a big crowd. But I have to say, the highlight performer on Fremont Street is this guy. Maybe it doesn't sound that great while I'm explaining it to you, but there's a guy there that his thing is you pick a pose, you give him a tip, and you move his body however you want it. And even though it may not sound like what's the big deal, just watching people move this guy into different poses and he'd sit there, that was probably the most creative thing I saw out there on Fremont Street. So anyway, there it is, guys. Take care.
I wonder, I don't know that particular performer, but like, could you like stick his finger up his butt?
Oh!
For a dollar.
No!
I'm just wondering how far you can take this posing thing.
Oh, God. You would think that, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I'm not the first person on Fremont Street to think of doing that to him.
I was thinking something like putting his hand on his crotch or something, but
I don't know. And I'm glad the Michael Jackson dancer is getting so much attention, but I don't like when large crowds form around the performers because
that impedes your journey.
It does. I just want to get where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to see a bunch of people standing, mouths agape around an impressive performer.
You don't like impressive performers?
I don't like them impeding my
the circles do make it better, line. Though.
Yes, it has improved. I will give you that.
Yeah.
All right. All righty. Let's move along to our next caller.
Tim and Michelle, this is Ace from Ace and Queen of Salina, Kansas. Haven't called you in quite a while. Right now, we're on our way to a 8-day vacation in Hawaii, but we've done it the right way. We're making our connecting flight in Vegas. We are staying overnight in Vegas at the MGM Grand. Had a great Italian dinner. I've been playing video poker, kind of taking care of our Jonesy needs so we can get ourselves extended until the next time we can really come to Vegas for a while. But if you got to go to Hawaii, connect in Vegas. Nonstop Hawaiian Airlines, and a good day in Vegas. Bye.
I take issue with that being the right way to do Hawaii. I think the right way to do Hawaii is to cancel Hawaii and just go to Vegas.
Oh, okay. I was just going to ask about your feelings on Hawaii. And now we know.
I will maybe get to Hawaii someday. It's not that appealing for me.
Yeah.
I think it's because in my youth.
A long flight?
Yeah, that's part of it. But in my youth, where every television show had an episode in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
Like, all that traditional shit, all that, like, luau crap, that's not the least bit appealing to me. Like, I don't want to see all that nonsense.
Question?
Yes?
What about all the television shows that have episodes in Vegas?
I know, and they make it look wonderful, and it makes me want to go there.
Okay.
The Hawaiian shows, shows in Hawaii do not.
You're like, nope, no fucking luau for me.
I'm not luau-ing, and I don't want to risk having a tiki bring bad
tiki
luck
curse.
Upon me.
Like a tarantula.
Getting into a surfing accident, right. A la Greg Brady.
Yeah. Wasn't there a tarantula?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. My entire impression of Hawaii is based on an episode of Brady Bunch. Mm-hmm. I think it might have been a two-part episode.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a haunted cave with Vincent Price in it?
Possibly. I'm pretty sure it was a two-parter.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That
and
the Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon was like a multiple-parter, though,
Bobby,
wasn't it?
Bobby, Cindy. And they had hot dogs in a They had hot dogs and beans and a flashlight.
Yes.
I remember that one well. I'm old.
We are old.
Many of my impressions of this great country of ours are based on Brady Bunch episodes, apparently.
How's it feel to be in your late 40s, friend?
Moving along to our next caller, or callers. I have to mention before we bring up this caller, our friend Al from San Diego. Last weekend, you may recall, we recorded a show on a Friday night.
Someone had a great time trolling Al from San Diego.
Well, here's the thing. Al has been listening to the show for a long, long time. I'd say he's probably a super... And he's obsessed with us, quite honestly.
Thank you, Al, for listening for so long.
He loves us so much. He is obsessed with us. It's a little creepy at times.
We love Al, though.
But, well...
Even though the Nakey Time thing.
But the thing about Al is he has this theory based on when we record and release our shows. He thinks that he can figure out when we're going to Las Vegas based on that. The fact that we recorded a rare Friday night show, he was convinced that we were going to be in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Weekend. I have a trip report based on that Friday night show.
Oh, yeah.
That
we'll
I'll
talk,
get to
we'll
later.
Talk about that in a few minutes after the calls. But, that was not the case. We were not in Las Vegas last weekend. But one of the things, as Al was absolutely convinced that we were in Las Vegas, and then I decided, well, there were assorted things that made it easy for me to encourage Al's theory. For example, I had to drop you off at the airport. So we took pictures of going to the airport and made him think, oh, we're going to the airport to Las Vegas. I posted a picture of a suitcase, things like that. Al was convinced that we were going to Las Vegas. But one of the things that Al said on Twitter is that if he was wrong, he would buy drinks for everyone.
Who is everyone?
Everyone in the world who's on Twitter is how I read that. And there was no sort of tonight only. There was no sort of nothing. So he owes everyone. Everyone, if you're listening to the show, if you ever meet Al, if you know Al and see him.
He needs to buy you a drink.
He owes you a drink. So with that, oh, and then he, anyway.
Then he developed this Chris Gaines persona.
Yeah, well, we're going to hear from his alter ego, Jack Hunkelman, as part of this call.
Okay.
Hey, Tim, Michelle. This is Jack Hunkelman. I'm calling in with a review for this game I played over at the D. It's called Racing Riches. It is a skill-based game, and you drive a car, and you drive a car, and you try to get money. And you keep driving and driving and driving.
Thanks, Jack.
Go to hell. Go to hell.
Yeah.
That's my favorite game.
This is Al from San Diego. We just played Racing to Riches. That's a D skill-based game, and that was my friend Jack Hunkelman.
That's right.
And he's very real. And it's a skill-based game. It was a lot like Mario Kart. We played it for 4 hours. You could play for $2. You get about a... 3 minute race, and you kind of collect little diamonds, and if you're lucky at the end of the game, you win a little bonus, might win a little money. Jack won $70 on a $2 bet, which was pretty cool, but it's downstairs at the D, and it's the first skill-based game that made any sense, because you can win money by winning the race against the computer and your other fellow gamblers, or you can get lucky by collecting symbols. And so that's my report. And thank you, Jack, for playing the game with me and calling. Bye-bye.
All right. We do appreciate that review of that
game.
I
remember Al posting something about, I played a skill-based game for 4 hours, and I really liked it.
Mm-hmm. He and Jack apparently had a wonderful time.
Good for you and Jack, Al.
I think Jack lives in his head. I don't know who that other person was, but I suspect that his birth certificate does not say Jack Hunkelman on it. I don't trust that Jack Hunkelman.
No one does.
We appreciate it. No one. It's true. No one does. All right. We're going to have another call from Al next week. I noticed it came in shortly before we recorded the show, but after I posted calls. So we have that to look forward to.
Awesome.
More Al from San Diego.
And possibly a cameo by his friend Jack.
I don't know if Jack's on that one. We'll see.
All right.
All right. Let's check in with Alan and Bob again.
It's Alan from Akron. I'm sorry to keep calling, but I forgot to tell you, down on Fremont Street, we did Fear the Walking Dead. And we're both big roller coaster guys. We travel all over to ride roller coasters and visit different amusement parks. We do a lot of their Halloween haunts. And Fear the Walking Dead was top-notch. The special effects were really good. It was part escape room, part walkthrough, and then a really good ride simulator at the end. Here's Bob.
And Alan screamed like a little girl.
Thank you very much. But yeah, I did scream. But it was $24, and we would have easily lost that in minutes on a slot machine. So it is well worth it. The whole experience was maybe about a half hour long. But if you're on Fremont Street, definitely do it. It is really top notch. And that's all. I'll quit calling now. Bye.
We appreciated your calls. No need
yes,
to quit
your
calling.
Calls were
if you
great.
Have, if you have more to say, please call again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Appreciate that. Final call of this week. This makes me very, very happy.
Yes.
And we'll discuss why after the call.
Tim and Michelle, John Creasel here. Just wanted to share that if people are thinking of getting engaged in Las Vegas, the Eiffel Tower restaurant is fantastic. I set up a proposal dinner, and thankfully she said yes.
Yay!
And it was the most awesome, perfect, well-oiled machine that I could have expected for what could have been a very stressful situation. There are so many options where you can just do dinner, and then they choose, do you want to propose before the first course, before the second course, before the third? Obviously, I wanted to do it right away because I'm terrible at keeping secrets. This was awesome. They had us at a very corner table overlooking the Bellagio fountains. The staff was amazing, and then we set up a limo ride through Eiffel Tower restaurant afterwards. So we took a tour of Las Vegas, went to the sign, went to the Bellagio fountains, went downtown. It was awesome. So anyway, so happy. This was the best. Thank you guys for all you do. And cheers.
You're getting a little misty over there.
I'm like almost crying during this call. I'm just so happy that everything worked out.
I know.
I'm just so happy for them.
John told me about a week beforehand that this was happening. So I was like anxiously watching Twitter for for the big announcement and was very happy to see that. And
yes.
Couldn't be happier for John and Kayla.
Yes. Congratulations.
We were fortunate enough to hang out with them on the weekend that they met in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're a tiny little bit of their history, which makes me happy.
And it was such a fun night.
We had the greatest time. It was so much fun. So I'm thrilled for both of them. And they're going to have a long, happy life together.
Yes.
So, yay!
I'm just so happy. I'm like getting misty over here. I'm like tearing up.
That's because we love those
guys.
Yes. So congratulations, John and Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very happy for you. And we're going to hang out in Vegas again sometime. We're going to cross paths. And
yes, we are.
Do stupid shit at Mandalay Bay again and have a great time. All right, and there you go. That's really good advice too. Eiffel Tower restaurant sounds like they got their shit together. I'm sure that they're used to that's probably got to be a common place for proposals.
Oh yeah, because it's right by the Bellagio fountains.
Yeah.
So how romantic. I mean, we ate there once and I really enjoyed it, and we haven't been back, and we should go because it was good.
The view is phenomenal. It is really a perfect location
for
something like
that.
The
view was good, the service was good.
Yeah.
Highly recommended.
Yep. Well, that's great. I'm glad that worked out so well.
Yeah.
And of course, glad that she said yes, which I knew she would. But hooray!
Yay!
All right. So awesome to provide good news like that on our show. All right. So there's no better way to wrap up our call segment than with that. Now, you mentioned that you, last weekend, part of the reason we recorded on Friday is you went out of town. And you get to take in a little bit of the fantastic gambling available in the great state of South Dakota.
I did.
Were you gambling at the airport?
Uh-huh.
I did not realize. Now, we've taken part in some of the fine gambling at the, and I would put it in quotes, casinos in South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
The like little
This
shitty...
was also in quotes. Because there were maybe six machines. I have pictures. I could post them to the Facebook group.
Were they in it? Wow, that would be something.
Yeah.
No, actually you can't because when people post other casinos outside of Las Vegas, I delete them.
I won't then.
We keep it to Vegas.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it gets ridiculous. There's like thousands of casinos now. And
right.
I want to keep it to Vegas.
I'll describe it. It was maybe six machines.
Was it in a restaurant or bar or just a separate little thing?
It was a separate little thing, but it was near a restaurant.
Okay.
And bar situation.
Now the gambling in South Dakota is,
and I had a couple beverages at the bar, which
that doesn't sound
helped
like
my
that doesn't sound like my wife at all.
Yeah.
When did you start drinking?
Anyway,
at that day at about 10 a.m. I'm guessing
pretty much. Yeah.
All right.
It it was a good weekend. It was really fun, but I had a very stressful drive. It was very foggy, and I was like, let's clarify it.
The drive was to the airport. You weren't
the
driving.
The drive was to the airport, okay. Not after. No, okay. I did not have any drinks before I drove
and then you
when
gambled.
I arrived
and then you
at
gambled
the airport.
As yeah. any good...
It was my grandma's 95th birthday.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Yeah, who has no idea that this podcast exists.
No, well... I'm guessing she has no idea any podcast exists.
Yeah. she does, you know, follow the sports, but not so much the internet. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so they had, like, older machines. Remember at New Frontier, like, the old Keno machines?
I do.
They had video poker machines that were kind of like that. And then they had slightly more updated video poker machines. But they were really weird because... Okay, first of all, the pay tables were shitty.
Well, and the machines there, I don't think the pay tables, aren't there like, and I can't remember the exact terminology. I think
it's a lottery
like,
thing.
Yeah, it's like some like class three or some shit.
Yeah.
They're not really.
So if you're playing max credits, it's 8 credits. And then.
Weird.
I remember 4 deuces, instead of paying 1,000, it would pay 800. Even if you're playing 8 credits, which, you know, normally you're playing 5 credits and you get 1,000.
And it's one of those things, too, where, like I said, that type of machine, the payout percentage doesn't necessarily correspond to the pay tables like a normal
right.
video poker machine in Vegas
right.
or somewhere else.
I was in South Dakota. I had had a couple drinks. I was waiting for my flight. I was bored as hell.
Oh, I would have done it. I would have done the same thing. I'm not criticizing.
That is how they make money.
You're talking to somebody who, you know, will not hesitate to throw down a $20 bill on pull tabs.
Right. Oh,
which
yeah.
in Minnesota, that's what you do when you have dinner anywhere.
Mm-hmm. You haven't done pull tabs in a while, though. I admire your restraint.
Thank you. Trying.
The weird thing. Okay, so I was mostly playing Deuces Wild, and they would deal your hand, and then they would give you hold cards. Like, they would suggest hold cards for you, and you had to manually say, I don't want to hold this. And it took a few hands to figure out, like, you could do it automatically, but it wasn't necessarily the best strategy. So if you wanted to deviate from the strategy, you had to... push some buttons, and it took a couple hands for me to figure out which buttons to hold the cards and discard the cards properly. It was a mess.
And ultimately, how much did you lose?
$40.
Okay, well, you know, that's not bad.
That isn't bad.
I've lost more than that in an airport casino.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was something to do while I was waiting for my flight.
Well, and then you know what? And on top of that,
and I got to talk about it on the show, so that's exciting.
It is exciting, and on top of that,
I'm sure people are riveted. Like, ooh, South Dakota gambling.
No,
people are
going to Sioux Falls right now just to play at the airport.
Uh huh.
And then we went to Mystic Lake last night, which is a local casino in the Twin Cities, and did not spend a penny on
we did
gambling.
Not. Although we met somebody who listened to the show. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Matt. We met one of our listeners, which is always weird when we're close to home.
Yeah, we were walking around. This guy's like, Tim and Michelle. I'm like,
what?
Oh, yeah, that's us.
It's very nice. We do appreciate that.
Yeah.
And it was nice to meet you. And we've had that a few times. It's just, it's a little jarring. In Vegas, we've gotten to the point where we're kind of not expecting, but used to it. It's not unexpected.
Right. We don't expect it,
but
it's
we don't.
Not a surprise.
Yeah, it's not surprising, but.
Because that's our habitat now.
When it happens, it better be a good habitat.
It is a good habitat.
When it happens here, it's like, it's it's kind of like when you see your grade school teacher out, like
at a bar.
No, I'm talking about when you're a child.
Oh.
Like when you see your grade school teacher like at Target or something, and it's out of their elements, and you're like, that's odd. So it's weird when someone recognizes us out of our element. Hmm. It's still nice when. It's still nice when people say
we're
hello.
We're not bothered by it at all. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, so thanks. Yeah. We went
and
saw Sammy Hagar.
He got to meet Sammy, too.
He did, which is great, because Sammy's a hell of a guy.
Yeah. And how did we rock?
The one way that we know how.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. So with that little side note, non-Vegas-related stuff, let's move on. We have some karma donations, many karma donations this week. And we want to thank all those folks properly, mm-hmm. because they are awesome for supporting the show. They include Bill heading to Las Vegas for our third annual, I love this, Hide from the Family on Easter weekend.
I approve of this.
That is fantastic. I love that people are using Las Vegas as their, we've mentioned it many times, as our escape from reality. Sometimes, you know, if it's your escape from family, that's cool too. Brandon.
We could have made that choice. One of us had an extra day off this week.
Oh, well, we didn't talk about it soon enough.
We didn't. That's okay. We'll get
But you
there.
Never know. Maybe we are going, Al.
Right, Al.
I want Al to think we're there every weekend. And then the time when we're actually there, he's not going to know what the hell's going on. We're mysterious that way.
Yeah.
Brandon, karma, karma, karma donation. It comes and goes. It comes and goes. I think he's channeling
Boy
George there. This is the trip. He says this is the trip where he gets the elusive royal.
I hope so.
Leaving good, no great Friday for five nights. I've been tweeting.
That would be a great Friday to leave for Vegas.
Yeah.
You've been tweeting?
I was tweeting with Brandon earlier. He's been hanging out with Al. Al's in San Diego. Al from San Diego is in Las Vegas, too.
Yay.
Steve with a karma donation all the way from the UK ahead of his trip next week to Las Vegas. Also going to be playing $50 of free play. Oh,
$50
of free play for
you?
Us and donating the proceeds. Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you. Let me know if you have a preference of a slot machine I should play it in. Do you have any...
If you know video poker and you do video poker, I would say that.
No, he wants to play in a slot machine.
Oh, slot machine.
Let's give him a... I would say if they're convenient, top dollar is...
Top dollar?
Fun.
Johnny Cash?
Oh, the Johnny Cash machine. If you're at Cosmo, there's a single Johnny Cash machine.
It's... No, there are two of them.
Two of them.
There are two of them, but there's one that was really good too.
It doesn't matter. Play what you want to play.
Yeah.
But those are...
But thank you.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Troy with a karma donation.
I suppose it depends on where the $50 of free play is.
Oh, that's right.
At the casino. Yeah. So if it's at Cosmo, Johnny Cash.
If they have
but
top dollar,
not,
otherwise, I don't know. Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Troy just with a karma donation for a birthday, Easter, haven't been to Vegas since October trip.
I know that Well, wait. No, we were in December.
We were there in December. Good luck, Troy. Thanks. Yes. Thanks for that, and hope you have a wonderful birthday
slash
Easter.
It feels like October, though.
It does feel like longer than
expected. It feels like longer than it was.
I know.
Yeah, because we usually go in March.
I know.
And we didn't this year.
No. Well, by the time we go, I'm going to be like...
I'm going to be like...
I might get off the plane and just start playing at the airport. You might not get me out of the airport. I might it's going to be like you and...
No.
You and Sioux Falls just like, I have to have gambling.
Yes. That's how I was. I'm like, I'm going through withdrawal here. I got to play
it. I'm kind of proud of myself for not playing at Mystic Lake yesterday.
I am proud of you, too, because I brought extra money thinking we'd play, nope.
Yeah, I don't really.
Yeah.
I've lost there too many times, too.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike.
However, if it were Treasure Island.
Yeah, I'd play there.
Yeah.
Mike said, taking my wife and three girls to Cosmo. Karma donation, last trip landed two hand pays. Trying to continue the streak. Well, that is awesome. Going to check out the Children's Museum at the D. Wait a minute, I'm jumping around. There's no Children's Museum at
the
D.
No, that would be weird.
I wish there was a... No, I don't.
No, you don't.
Going to check out Children's Museum and chase around toddlers all day so they sleep... Wait a minute. I don't approve of any of this. We'll grind poker and video poker at night. Okay, well, you're going to be doing some grinding at night. That's all I care about.
Wait, what?
Mike, have a good time, whatever your activities are in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And thank you very much for the support. Eric with a karma donation... For our trip, April 2nd through the 6th, one day after Shithead's Christmas. Oh, yeah, tomorrow, in addition to being Easter, Shithead's Christmas. Avoid
April
the internet.
Fool's Day.
I fucking hate April Fool's Day.
It sucks. It's stupid. It's juvenile and horrible and just
He clarified that Shithead's Christmas is April Fool's Day and not Easter.
Yeah.
My wife, Lori, and I are staying at the D. My liver has been training hard, and I'm hoping for a good performance out of it. Well, good luck.
I'm training my liver tonight.
Way to go.
Thanks.
Adrian said, I had a birthday a few days ago. Adrian said, happy birthday. He said, no need to read this on the show, but I had to thank him. So,
yeah.
Thank you for the birthday karma donation. We do appreciate
it.
It's very kind of you. Connie and Jeff, karma donation for a weekend trip to Harrah's, Joliet, Illinois, an upcoming cruise with 5 sea days or gambling days, as my husband thinks of them.
That's a good way to think of it.
Thank you for everything you do. Well, you're welcome, and thank you, and good luck.
Have fun.
If I were going on a cruise... I would also spend the entire time in a casino as well.
Yes, you would.
And finally, Mark and Andrea with a karma donation for their 7th visit to the best place on earth.
Yay.
On the 19th of April for an immersive experience. Oh, they're going to have an immersive experience.
Oh.
I bet you will.
Hooray.
It's a long way from the UK, but so worth it. Keep up the good work. Your show keeps us sane between visits. Well, thank you.
UK visitors.
I know.
Through a lot.
I have mad respect for any international visitors because, you know, you got to go
like,
through a lot.
Us, it's like, what, three and a half hours depending on the flight?
Yeah.
But UK and Australia and other international, Martin from Holland.
Long trips.
And, yeah.
Hardcore. It's hardcore to be a Vegas nerd.
Germany. We've got, yeah. Yep. I'm not going to list every country because I'll forget somebody, but yeah. Yeah.
Mad props to all of our international listeners.
It's a long-ass flight.
All right. This is the longest show we've done in a while. It's an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, cool.
Have you enjoyed recording this podcast?
I have, with the help of some podcast fuel.
I have as well.
Saying.
I have as well.
Good.
Well, thank you to all of you. We appreciate the support. Thanks for all of our callers this week. Keep them coming. We love having those calls. 500bymidnight.com is our website. 500@gmail.com is our email address. You can find us both on Twitter. I will be mocking Al from San Diego. You can follow me at 500. You can follow him at Al from San Diego. You can follow my lovely wife at Anita Martini.
I'm not good at Twitter anymore.
I don't know. You just don't. You go through streaks with your social media stuff.
I do. I feel bad. Like, I don't follow people as much as I should.
Yeah, I don't. I haven't followed anybody in months. So. But if people tweet at me, I usually respond. I try to be good about that.
Same.
All right. 702-866-9494 is the voicemail line. That's 702-866-9494. Put it in your phone before you go to Las Vegas so you don't forget. I'm looking at you, Rachel. And what else? Anything else before we go?
Nope.
All right. Thank you, as always, for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. Thanks for putting up with all of our nonsense. We do appreciate it. And we'll be back very soon with another show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.